says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Welcome to our three-hour program, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. I'm James Kelso. We're live. George in Maryland is with us. George, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, James. We're sure in a better position than we were 750 days ago.
Yes. I'll try to figure out exactly what that date was. And while I'm scratching my head, folks, you are most welcome to be in the show here. We're live, of course, and our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And with 3 hours, we have a chance to take more calls than we do Monday through Friday when we're on the air from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All six of our shows, skipping only Saturday, sponsored by the American Freedom Party, and our website, which you may peruse during the show, if you so like, is theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And we invite you to become a supporter, a member, a reader, bookmark our website, and certainly enjoy our radio shows here on RBN, which are always live, and they always feature your calls. Today, we will get the ball rolling with some of the news that has happened today. The biggest story in the world of Donald Trump, and in the which means, well, you know, I ought to put in a note here, George. Why do we talk about Donald Trump so much? Well, for the same reason that you do. It's all that anybody is talking about here in America and even overseas. He is the story. He is the news. And that's certainly true for us in the American Freedom Party, because if you look at our platform at theamericanfreedomparty.us, and then you look at Donald Trump's platform and things like his platform in that he pushed through the Republican National Convention, but even go earlier, 700 days ago, George, to Donald Trump's book, Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again, written by a man who wanted to save America, wanted to save our people, but boy, was he a long ways away from the end zone. He was taking the kickoff 10 yards deep in his end zone, and he had no blockers. And the other side had two illegal men on the field. He ran through 14 men, and he scored the touchdown. That, of course, I'm kind of caught up in the Army-Navy game that Donald Trump attended yesterday, and so we will cover that. We'll cover the
Being on the losing side, I have my black armband on, but my hat's off to the Black Knights. Played a terrific game. That's supposed to be a close rivalry, and 14 years in a row of one side is a little too one-sided. What's in my mind, though, Crippled America, boy, does that describe it. So, James, you and I, you know, we're a lot closer to the end zone than we were the kickoffs of our lives. And America was a beautiful place when I was a kid. Now it's not. It is crippled America. It's a total freaking catastrophe. And good for Donald Trump. I mean, he's explained it explicitly, and it's true. We're not too sure what's going to happen in the next 4 and 8 years, but he sure has it right. The other side has raped America, and it lies prostrate and bleeding.
Yes, and we've, you know, we're so proud that we've done our little bit here with this program. Maybe in that run, that 110-yard run by Donald Trump, maybe, George, you and I and Paul, we were able to maybe throw a little bit of a – maybe we threw a block on the kicker.
We did actually did something, James, and I still think very much about Utah. And for better or worse, no matter how bad we are, if we're alt-right, if we're horrible, and even if Donald himself thinks we stink, we had his back in a tiny little way, and I think it was very significant. You know, a whole lot of the rest of our movement did nothing. Lots of people in our movement say, this is a disaster. A lot of people were hoping for Hillary to win that are supposedly on our side. I'm glad that we helped out what little way we can. And Evan, whoever he was, didn't steal Utah. And the rest is history.
Yes. Let's listen to a little bit of audio from this morning. Donald Trump's big media move today was to grant an interview to Chris Wallace that aired on Fox News Sunday for 26 minutes. And for this interview, Chris Wallace flew, interviewed Donald Trump in New York, then flew with him to the Army-Navy game, sat through the game with him, and then continued talking with him, never stopping for a moment attacking us and Donald Trump and patriots. And folks, this is going to be the refrain that we hear for the next 8 years, I predict. We're going to have 8 years of this, of nonstop attack from the left and every one of its institutions against Donald Trump. So if you think back to interviews that former presidents had, you know, they were treated with some respect. And you didn't see a Chris Wallace or any of the other interviewers going in attack dog fashion nonstop. It's new. This is all new territory. Being so disrespectful of the president of the United States. And let's listen here just for a minute. I think people who are not disrespectful of the president of the United States, and this is wonderful, are Navy men and our Army men and women. Here is, let's go here in today, in Sunday. They broadcast this. Oh, let's see. Here it is. Okay, at 8 minutes into the interview, Donald Trump has walked into the stadium, and he's met with midshipmen and cadets before the game. And boy, were they excited to see their commander in chief. I'll just play this for you. Here he is. He's walking. He's shaking hands with the cadets and midshipmen, smiling from ear to ear before he enters the stadium. And then you're going to hear a big roar. I hope my audio gets it for you. And maybe you saw it on TV, but every cadet and every midshipman jumping up and down, waving their arms, cheering, because, I mean, if I were going to be a sailor or a soldier and I had just dodged Hillary Clinton and instead I got Donald Trump, I would be very happy. Here we go. He's shaking hands before the game. Oh, he's doing a photo now. They all want to be in a picture with him. There he is, entering the stadium.
In public, to greet the crowd from a balcony, he received a big ovation.
It's not an ovation, Chris. They're jumping up and
later
down.
Later, the adjutant-elect, about attending a game that now has special resonance for him. So what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. These are incredible people. You see the enthusiasm, the spirit. Incredible.
You're going to be the commander-in-chief in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to be in charge of these young men and women. Thoughts about that?
It's a big responsibility. We have to make the right decisions. You know, it really is. It's a daunting responsibility. And we'll do the job.
And if you missed it, Army beat Navy 21-17, its first victory over the midshipmen in 15 years. Coming up, much more of our exclusive interview with Donald Trump. We ask him to clear...
All right, I'll turn that down. You know, the view there, in case you didn't see it on your own TV, folks, and I'm, George, very happy about this. Donald Trump was seated high in the stands there in Baltimore at a neutral field. That's not what I was happy about. What I was happy about is he was behind really thick, really big, we are told, bulletproof glass. And this glass was very extensive, not a little piece. So he was in a very secure spot there, George.
Yeah, he should be. It's Baltimore. That stadium is less than a mile away from ground zero of the giant riots. The Baltimore Orioles baseball team played a game last summer with no fans. So they had a hard decision to make. Do we cancel the game or we play it? They locked the doors. They had no fans, and they played a game by themselves with nobody there to watch but the press. So, yes, the utopian, communist, wonderful Baltimore is not the nicest place in America.
Well, it sure was a happy place in that stadium for that game, very good game. And the Donald Trump, let's get to his tweets about this. That's another thing. So we've got a new kind of news here, folks. Donald Trump's tweets are news. And let's see what we've got.
That's wonderful. He can talk unfiltered to the people of America instead of the Barack Obama way. He has to ask permission to sneeze.
Yes, let's go as far back as his tweet of let's go back to Saturday. We were with you on Friday, so we'll start on Saturday with new tweets. Donald Trump says, and this is in response to Rudy Giuliani taking himself out of the running for any cabinet position. Now, Rudy was on the plane with Donald Trump yesterday going to the Army-Navy game, so he's still a very integral part of the Trump team, but he took his name out of the hat for various nominations. And Donald Trump said, Rudy Giuliani, one of the finest people I know and a former great, all in caps, mayor of New York City, just took himself out of consideration for state. Then he said in another tweet, I have nothing to do with The Apprentice except for the fact that I conceived of it with Mark B and have a big stake in it. We'll devote zero time. We'll get to that in a moment. He talks in his interview with Chris Wallace today about his relationship to his vast business empire, which he says he will have no relationship with. And he's not required to do that. He's entitled to conduct his business as much as he likes. And his reason is, what I'm doing here as president is far more important. He says, as a show of support for our armed forces, I will be going to the Army-Navy game today. Looking forward to it. Should be fun. Then he says, reports by CNN, remember CNN sucks, reports by CNN that I will be working on The Apprentice during my presidency, even part-time, are ridiculous and untrue. And then in all caps, I love this, George, fake news.
Good for you, Donald Trump. Wow, the fake news things has definitely brought me to vomiting. I mean, what in the world's been more fake than the American mainstream media in the last 50 years? Good
yes.
Lord.
Yeah, and folks, the first president in our lifetimes who has the what it takes to call the media, he's got the right stuff to call the media fake. And, of course, it's very sad that the last of the those men who had the right stuff, John Glenn, I think he was the last surviving of the Mercury astronauts, died in the last couple of days. I think he was 95 years old, but we lost That's the last of the men with the right stuff. And I think Donald Trump, we've elected a man who has the right stuff. Next tweet from Donald Trump yesterday, he tweets an aerial photo of the Pentagon building. And he says, a very interesting, oh, and this is in reference to the Pentagon buries evidence of $125 billion in bureaucratic waste. This is a story, and Trump says, a very interesting read. Unfortunately, so much is true. The military feared Congress would use the confidential data as an excuse to slash defense spending. So there's Donald Trump. He is on top of everything. He reads. Then here's one he tweeted. He retweeted somebody. He says, counting down the days until the swearing in of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Check in here for the latest updates. Okay, so he's retweeting to a website that's covering his inauguration. Then he says, as to the interview that we're going to be hearing a little of today, he says to Chris Wallace, he tweeted this yesterday, thanks Chris Wallace and Fox News Sunday. And he has a big banner, Make America Great Again, in his tweet, which went to about 10 million people who follow his tweets. then he says, he actually urges people to listen to this interview and to watch it. So that's exactly what we're going to do in today's show, part of it. And let's move to his next tweet here. He says in a tweet still yesterday, he says, he links to the exclusive Chris Wallace interview. And by the way, folks, George, this was an example of Donald Trump showing us how he is going to utilize the media. He took Chris Wallace on his, they call it Trump Force One, his Boeing B-57, which he calls a step up from Air Force One. He took Chris Wallace on the plane, Reince Priebus and Rudy Giuliani and others of his key inner staff were there with him on the plane. And so Donald Trump is doing what Tom Sunak of the American Freedom Party calls directing or shaping the discourse. He's going to talk to Mike Wallace on his terms, on his turf. And he is not going to be, he's going to limit what the enemy can do. He says, I will be interviewed today, on Sunday. He tweets on that. He wants people to listen to this. He says, being at the Army-Navy game was fantastic. He tweets this today. There is nothing like the spirit in that stadium. A wonderful experience, and congrats to Army. Then he talks about his visit to Louisiana. He went to Louisiana on Friday. I spent Friday campaigning with John Kennedy. He's a different John Kennedy than the historical one, the President Kennedy. John Kennedy is running for the Senate seat in Louisiana. He's the Republican candidate, and he won. The vote was Saturday, and he won. The great state of Louisiana.
That is magnificent news, James. We needed that seat. And guess what, other side? You lost again.
Right. So now that Donald Trump has 52 senators, as I understand it, 52 senators, that's enough to govern. And he has an even bigger majority in the House of Representatives. So this is the first time, get this, folks, since 1928, Herbert Hoover beat Al Smith for the presidency. And in that election, 1928, the Republicans had the Senate, the House, and the White House. They proceeded immediately to lose. In 2 years, they managed to lose that trifecta of power. So this is the first time that, I mean, talk about green lights on down the tracks for the Trump train. This is the first time in your life, folks, unless you were there in 1928, that Republicans had all three bases of power. We got a little break coming up, and we'll come right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Telling me I got to.
And welcome your phone calls. I'm James Kelso. This is the American Freedom Party Report here on Sunday. And the let me just take a look here and see. Let me get my call screen up here. So if you do call in, 800-313-9443, we'll be able to take your calls. Your reaction to Donald Trump's very, very fine 26-minute interview with Chris Wallace this morning. I'll play you now just a little bit of that. And then, George, we're going to get to talking about the Free Magnolia for sure. This is a great Patriot newspaper, folks, that we will be talking about. And they talk about Donald Trump. But let's get a little of this today's news here about Donald Trump out of the way. Here he is talking to Chris Wallace at the end of the interview. Chris Wallace can't stop, can't stop biting and barking at Donald Trump. But boy, does he handle him nicely. Does Donald Trump handle Chris Wallace nicely? George and I are of an age where we remember his father, Mike Wallace, who did the same thing when he was alive.
Between Mike Wallace and Dan Rather, it's a wonder we can still think at all, James.
Yeah. So here's Donald Trump. What I want you to catch here is he talks about the Wall Street Journal and these attacks on him. He's going to talk about how he's going to punish businesses that try to take our jobs away and build, use our capital to build factories in other countries. And then he is Then he talks about the Wall Street Journal, and then he's going to talk about Chris Wallace tries to attack him. Just any shot they can take, he's trying to say, get this, Chris Wallace is making a comparison between Donald Trump's, Hillary Clinton's corrupt relationship with the Clinton Foundation and Donald Trump's relationship to his business empire. I mean, folks, they're really, really reaching.
Here they're grasping.
They're grasping.
But it has to be fair. So what's happened is we have lost over a period of years, short years, 70,000 factories in this country. Chris, 70,000. I always say to people, I think it's a typo. How could it be so many? 70,000 factories. We're being stripped of our workers. We're being stripped of our jobs. Our good jobs are really going down. And we've got to stop it. And the only way you're going to stop it, the nice way, is we're reducing taxes very substantially for companies, so they're not going to have to leave because of taxes. We'll be reducing regulations. Now, those are the nice ways of doing it, and everyone loves it, and everyone's happy. Businesses, way down. Also middle class, but way down. Good taxes and regulations. But when a company wants to move to Mexico or another company or another country, and they want to build a nice, beautiful factory, and they want to sell their product through our border, no tax. And the people that all got fired, so we end up with unemployment and debt, and they end up with jobs and factories and all of the other things. It's not going to happen that way. And the way you stop it is by imposing a tax. Now, I've come up with a number of 35%. There is no tax if you don't leave. There is no tax at all. You know, people are saying they don't understand really what I'm doing. I read the Wall Street Journal the other day. Honestly, their editorial board doesn't get it. I don't think they understand business. I don't think the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and I know some of them, they're really nice, I don't think they understand business. They don't understand what I'm saying. There's a 35% tax, but there is no tax if you don't move. But if you move your plant or factory and you want to sell back into our country, you fire all your people, there are going to be consequences for that. There are going to be consequences. You know what's going to happen?
What?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to move. They're not going to move. They're not going to leave. They're going to stay here.
You're keeping your stake in Celebrity Apprentice. According to the New York Times, you're going to shift operations, but you're going to keep your stake in your real estate business.
Well, essentially, I'm not going to have anything to do with the management.
I know, but isn't that a huge conflict of interest, sir?
When I ran, everybody knew that I was a very big owner of real estate all over the world. I mean, I'm not going to have anything to do with the management of the company. You know, when you sell real estate, that's not like going out and selling a stock. That takes a long time. I'm going to have nothing to do with it. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care about it anymore. I'm so focused on doing a great job as
president. Pause right there for a break. We'll come right back. Well, Donald Trump and your calls.
I couldn't care less.
But you hammer.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Welcome back, folks. We got a caller here on the line, Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, we might just go ahead and take your call. Go ahead, Eddie.
Good. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. You can tell me where I'm wrong at, but when George W. Bush was president from 2001 to 2009, the Republicans controlled the House 227 to 205. The Republicans had 51 to 48, and it actually increased from 2005 to 2007 to 230 in the House and 55 in the Senate. So I don't understand where you're coming from with 1928. The Bush controlled both houses back then. They actually controlled the nine people again, the Supreme Court. It was 7-2 Republican nominated. So I don't understand where you're coming up with. It's been 70 years. It's not been that long. I'm telling you, George Bush had control for 4 years.
Eddie, I'm perfectly ready to be corrected on my facts there. And you folks out there in the audience, if you can confirm what Eddie is saying, I my source is, I was reading an article where that was the theme, was that, you know, here he has the green lights of both houses and the presidency, and it's the first time since 28.
That's all I had to say, but just so you know, okay. I said it a few times though last week, but I had to call in just now to let you know.
Okay, let's check. Let's check.
I thought that I was wrong.
Okay, well let's check, folks, right, to see. And
all right. Take care. Thank Eddie? You. Bye.
Okay, Eddie. Well, I was going to ask you a question.
you can ask me instead.
Yeah. And Eddie, I love you, buddy. Thank you. And I don't mind being corrected. I love it. I like the fact. Well, what did Merle Haggard said? He salutes people who can see, people who can think. And as Donald Trump says, we're not the stupid people. And I love that, George. He called out the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, folks. That's the Wall Street Journal. That they don't understand business. Boy, that's a clean shot to the ribs. And I love that.
He's right. Wall Street understands crooked manipulation, monopoly. They don't give a poo about business. Business is something to be, you know, only dabbled in by the uber rich.
Yeah. Here's a little, we get lots of historical facts here on this show. How many people out there in the audience know where the term Wall Street comes from? What are we talking about? Where did they come up with that name? The interesting origin is that when an ancestor of mine, Cornelius Vanderbilt, was operating in, when the Dutch set up their colony of white folks from the Netherlands, which they named New Amsterdam, later became New York, they built a wall. Yes, we're going to build a wall. They built a wall. Between themselves and the Indians who had the unfortunate habit of scalping them and killing them. And I have one of my grandmothers who was killed, was scalped along with her children in the Bronx. And where did that name the Bronx come from? That's a Dutch name. Brooklyn, where my family lived when my dad was at Pratt Institute. That's a Dutch name. But Wall Street, that's where the Dutch built the wall in Lower Manhattan. To defend themselves against the Indians. I love the fact. If folks correct me when I'm wrong and mistaken, and don't be shy about disagreeing with me. Now I am.
Well, we can go with that and go on. You know, what benefit did it do us to have a George Bush with a complete control of both houses? All that meant was he could conduct ridiculous wars in the Middle East without a whole lot of interference. Thanks, George.
Right. That, you know, with George Bush running things, that means that the engineer up there in the train has got the train in full reverse going the wrong direction. And so, you don't want a lot of red lights or green lights for that guy. Let's go back to our audio that we had going here. And I was just about to say, I don't mind having some arguments on the air, and I get a little bit testy, and I apologize for that. But don't be shy. Just if you want to come in and contradict Kelso, if you think I'm too much of an optimist or my view of Donald Trump is too sunny, come on in. I would love to debate you and or talk with you. No problem at all. Let's go to Donald Trump here and let me get him here with Chris Wallace. Here he comes. All right. We were right in the middle of this. Here it is. Donald Trump with Chris Wallace. It aired this morning.
Executives will run it with my children. It's a big company. It's a great company. But I'm going to have nothing to do with management.
But you hammered Hillary Clinton over the Clinton Foundation and pay.
Well, that's different because she's taking in massive amounts of money from foreign countries and other things.
And pay to play.
It is impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. It is now abundantly clear that the Clintons set up a business to profit from public office.
This is
different. Wait a minute. You're going to be making massive amount of money.
If somebody rents a hotel room.
Foreign countries are already booking events at the Trump Hotel in D.C. You've got business operations, deals with foreign countries.
Chris, this is all stuff.
Isn't this on steroids?
No.
Foreign interests trying to curry favor with the president of the United States.
If I were going to do new deals right now, I am turning down billions of dollars of deals. I will tell you, running for president, the money I spent is peanuts compared to the money I won't make. And that's okay, because this is so important. What I'm doing is so important. This is a calling. This is a movement. It's not just me. It's millions and millions of people. And you got to see it firsthand. I'm not going to be doing deals at all. Now, that would be, I don't even know if that's a conflict. I mean, I have the right to do it. You know, under the law, I have the right to do it. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do deals because I want to focus on this. But by my not doing deals, I turned down 7 deals with one big player, great player, last week, because I thought it could be perceived as a conflict of interest.
But
it was,
it was probably
$1 billion of deals that I turned down.
But if your kids do it, isn't it going to be the same?
No, it's totally different. They're not president. I mean, they're not president, but they're not going to do it either. Oh, I see what you're getting at. No, they're not making deals either for my company.
Right.
They're not making deals. And they're going to run my company. I have a lot of property and great stuff. They're going to run it. We're going to run it. Hopefully, they're going to run it properly. I'm sure they're going to run it properly. But I'm not going to do deals. And I think, you know, I think that's going to be good.
How many times have you spoken to Barack Obama since you were in the Oval Office with him? What do you guys talk about? And has he persuaded you on any of his policies?
So we disagree on things, but we haven't really discussed things that we disagree on. I've spoken to him another time. I'm going to be speaking to him today, actually. He has treated me really well. He's made us feel very welcome.
But on the Iran nuclear deal, relations with Cuba?
Well, I don't want to tell you what we discuss, but, and some of it, I've agreed with him. A lot of, you know, people don't read about the stuff that you agree on. But there are things that we disagree on, and probably never going to be able to change that. But we do get along well. I'm surprised at how well we get along. And I think he might say the same thing. I think you're seeing that from him.
Mr. President-elect,
thank you
for your time.
Thank you very much.
There we go, folks. And we won't even bother to listen to Chris Wallace's summary.
That's like a date on 60 Minutes. I'm surprised he didn't spit at him right between the eyeballs.
Yeah,
thanks,
but you,
Chris.
Yeah, you heard something, and I heard it for the first time right there, folks. Very, very interesting. I speculated on this microphone. I said to you, Donald Trump, over the 8 years of a presidency, will be giving up, for our sake, as a patriot, giving up billions of dollars that he would have made had he continued to, had he not run for president, or having won the presidency, had he continued to run his businesses, he would make billions. He just told you, he just confirmed that. He said that last week, only as president-elect, last week he turned down 7 deals worth $1 billion. When's the last time you donated $1 billion, ladies and gentlemen? That is a true patriot. And, you know, Chris Wallace has as little understanding of business as the Wall Street Journal editorial board, whose last good member that they had on there was Paul Craig Roberts. And when they fired Paul Craig Roberts, they lost their connection to reality. But at that, you know, that was very good. And we'll come back to earlier portions of this interview between Donald Trump and Chris Wallace. And you'll notice another thing, another takeaway for me from this interview. Notice that, you know, the lamestream media sends out their top guys, you know, their first string, like Chris Wallace. And does Chris Wallace have any success with Donald Trump? Does he get through the line? Does he score? No, he doesn't. Donald Trump nails him for a loss every time. So we're going to see more.
But I'm enjoying it too, James.
Yeah, yeah. And these guys, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, you look at the face of Chris Wallace in this interview, and he's very pasty. Clear. The blood has left his head. He's in a state of, you know, when you come upon I think one of the symptoms of shock is that their skin is cold and they look pasty and white. Well, that's the way Chris Wallace looked. in this interview. And I'll tell you somebody else. Last night, trust me, I don't do this regularly, but I was just watching some YouTubes. I watched a YouTube of John Colbert's show. I can't even remember what the name of the show is, but he has a show, John Colbert. And boy, he was trying to, you know, do the stand-up comic thing and using jokes that his staff had written about Donald Trump. And did he look scared? Did he look nervous about whether the audience would laugh or whether they might jeer him? And I can tell you something that's going on. I promise you folks, in New York City at these shows and in Burbank, they are screening the audiences, I guarantee you, for guys like John Colbert. Because if a Trump crowd got in there, they would, in fact, boo and jeer Mr. Colbert. And he knows that. That's the look, George, I caught on his face. Is, you know, anybody's ever been in such a situation where somebody can scream out. It's live, it's on the air, and somebody can scream out, you piece of work. And
hey, James, I kind of saw that a little at the Army-Navy game yesterday. So Army-Navy, they, you know, it's always done by a major network, and they love to shove a microphone in some midshipman's face or a cadet and try to get them to belch something out about politics or the military, or something that they shouldn't talk about. And there were no interviews at all yesterday because they have this out, you know, totally pro-Trump, I love you crowd. You know, the military and the academies are very politically correct places. When you say something wrong, you got a problem. But when the new president's sitting with you and, you know, the entire brigade and the entire corps is there and they're all erupting into cheers, there's nothing they can do about that. So that was bad publicity for the other side.
Yes, it was. And we're going to see lots more of that, folks. You're going to see. Can you imagine how beautiful it's going to be at Donald Trump's first State of the Union address? We'll get to hear eight of those. We'll have eight Army-Navy games. We'll have, you know, just wonderful event after wonderful event as we never, ever imagined they could be. Well, let us, if we may, George, you brought to my attention some articles in a great publication called The Free Magnolia, and that is subtitled The Voice of Southern Life and Culture. It's the magazine of the League of the South, headed by Michael Hill, and this organization is a wonderful organization. The Free Magnolia, a wonderful magazine, which I'm, thanks to help from the audience here, I actually received this magazine. I've got a stack of them in front of me. But this latest issue, George, there are some articles that you like. I've got them in front of me. Which one would you like us to read to our folks first?
All right, I'm cycling too. let's see.
We've got one entitled by Michael Hill, entitled The Election Reveals Seeming Truths. That's a very good one. We've got another one entitled The SPLC Whistles Past the Graveyard. Another one entitled We Like Trump. We being the League of the South. Another one called A Pledge of Allegiance. Another called A Time of Opportunity. And an article.
Yeah. Trump. There's enough time. The one that's called A Dark and Troubling Day, he talks about how the other side is reacting to Donald Trump and how Trump in court.
Let's go to that one. Here we go, folks.
It'll take a little time, but it's a damn good article.
So, yeah, sit back in your easy chair there and top off your tea. And let's have an article here from the League of the South, A Dark and Troubling Day. This is by Michael Hill, who's the head of the League of the South. And Michael Hill, if you're out there in our audience, we salute you, sir, for the great work that you do with the League of the South. A dark and troubling day. That's how the elite media in the U.S. and Europe are characterizing Election Day, 8 November 2016. Donald Trump's defeat of Hillary Clinton has the leftist coalition reeling in disbelief and threatening violence. Paul Schrader, 70 years old, film director and screenwriter, posted the following on his personal Facebook page on 11 November. I have spent the last 5 days meditating on Trump's election. Upon consideration, I believe this is a call to violence. I felt the call to violence in the 60s, and I feel it now again. This attack on liberty and tolerance will not be solved by appeasement. Obama tried that for 8 years. We should finance those who support violent resistance. We should be willing to take arms. Like old John Brown, I am willing to battle with my children. Alt-right, nut jobs, swagger violence. It's time to actualize that violence.
And that's we'll just back. Getting started.
It's just getting tough. Started, folks. We'll come back to this violent prose right after the break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
And we're you're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, and an organization that the American Freedom Party salutes and admires. And we talk about your organization, Michael Hill, all the time in our board of directors meetings, one of which we conducted yesterday for the American Freedom Party, is the League of the South. This is one of the great, I wonder if I can come up with a history of the League of the South and just profile them a little bit in a minute. But we're reading from their newspaper, The Free Magnolia. And here we, let's see, we had a call to violence here that's being quoted by Michael Hill from the freaked out leftists. He says, it's time, this is the left winger, says, it's time to actualize that violence. And he says, I choose to stand with the black, the brown, and the oppressed. Then, now, let's go back to Michael Hill now. Let's go back to the sane and the intelligent and the law-abiding. How we got here, Michael Hill asks. To understand how a Trump victory led to this dark and troubling day for the left, it is necessary to do a bit of historical backtracking and trace their rise to power in America. Here's what I'm going to do, George, with your forbearance here. I'm going to skip a little bit because I want to cover several of these articles.
Please do. There's a lot of information.
Yeah, there's a lot here, really a complete history of the decline of the United States since the war between the states. And the he talks about the he says, while the media and popular culture have told Negroes, Mexicans, homosexuals, feminists, and every other group seeking to overthrow white America that they are justified in their anger and, let me find it here, and actions, often violent, whites have been told simply that they cannot speak or act for their own interests without being a fill in the blank. So, thus, most whites have meekly acquiesced and have crept dangerously close to complete and irrevocable dispossession. And I love anybody that uses that word dispossession. It means they've read Wilmot Robertson's book, The Dispossessed Majority, that came out in 1972. Still the best book on our dispossession. And if you want to know more, I think he's the greatest thinker we've produced, Wilmot Robertson. Go to a website called instaurationonline.com. That's instaurationonline. And a rarely used word, instauration, it means revival or renaissance and or restoration. Instaurationonline.com. And you will find all of the 9,000 plus pages of Wilmot Robertson's magazine, Instauration, where he was trying to effect a restoration. He was trying to make America great again. Got a little bit of a break. We got William in Montana right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.